my life. I worked like my bones. At the end,
at the end of the day,
I take home my heart on me.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Voicemobile. And it is summer out there, in case you haven't noticed. Enjoy it while you can. I think next week it's going to go back to more seasonal. But right now, yes. Shorts weather. It's unbelievable. Well, I have a very special guest who's going to be joining us about 3:30. And I'll be telling you about him a little bit. He is the director of the Terezin Music Foundation, and they have a big gala coming up and a big performance. It's honoring the legacy, and so it's going to be featuring music of Garrick Olsen, Lubica Servoska, Andre Previn, Stephen Feigelbaum, Brother Dennis Slaughter. And it's celebrated virtuoso artists, world premieres, history, and message of tolerance. Combine it to raise the Music Foundation silver Anniversary Gala at Boston Symphony Hall, which is Monday, October 31st. And so that'll be quite wonderful. And so, Mark, let me see where I have information on Mark. Of course, it's not where I want it. Everything but... Huh. Well, I'll be finding it. Also, so I wasn't here last week because I was observing the Yom Kippur celebration observance. So first we had Rosh Hashanah, and then 10 days later you have Yom Kippur, a 25-hour fast, a day of just totally not dealing with your body so much, not eating or drinking or any of that, but trying to mimic the angels and really focus on your spiritual life. And so that's what we were doing. And it was good. And here we are back again at WMFO. We are in our fundraising drive. And I think I've mentioned this before, but because I haven't been around, we've missed out a little bit. So you go to the website and WMFO.org, and you can donate to help keep this kind of freeform radio and the kind of programming that you enjoy on the air. And if you are going to support the Voicemobile, which I hope you will consider doing, please mention that when you make your donation, because that absolutely helps. So let's see, today we're the 19th. Oh, of course, this is a pen that doesn't write naturally. Why would I find a pen that actually writes? Maybe this one will. Yes. Okay, we're good. Okay, so let me see what else I want to tell you about. So we're in the middle of the Jewish observance of Sukkot. We go through this whole cycle of first it's, you know, the head of the new year, then it's Yom Kippur, and now we're dwelling in booths. These are the flimsy little shacks that mimic how we were when we were in the desert. We were wandering in the desert. This is after we came out of Egypt, and we didn't have houses. We had little booths. And it also is to remind us of the clouds of glory that Hashem, that God gave us to protect us. And so we spent Sunday night and Monday night in celebration, and Monday and Tuesday, and now we're in what they call Chol HaMoed, in the middle of the holiday, and we will be moving toward the end of the holiday. It's a 7-day event, and we'll have Hoshana Rabbah, and let's see, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, the Rejoicing of the Law. So all that is coming up. I'll share a little bit about that with you in just a minute. So I'm just looking to see where I have the information on Mark, but I can't find it. That's really annoying. I know I printed out a whole thing, and of course now I don't have any of it. Wait, maybe this is it. Too many pieces of paper. Okay, so here's about all the artists. Okay. Mark Ludwig. He is going to be calling in, hopefully. And he has the most amazing resume. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'll be talking about that when he comes on the program. But he's known internationally as a leading scholar and champion of Holocaust music. He performs and lectures worldwide on this repertoire and its history. Harvard, the University of Virginia, the Charles University in Prague are among several universities and colleges that Mr. Ludwig has appeared as a guest lecturer. He's been a virtuoso artist in residence at Skidmore College, and he's been adjunct professor at Boston College, lecturing a course in art and music during the Third Reich. He's a Fulbright scholar of the Theresian composers. He's authored essays, CD liners, program notes, a National Holocaust Curriculum for mid to senior high school level students. And, I mean, it just goes on and on. It's quite astounding, all the things. And he's a young person. So we've only met on the phone. We haven't had chance to meet in person yet. He is the founding director of the Terezin Music Foundation. It's a nonprofit dedicated to documenting, preserving, and advancing the resilience of the human spirit as expressed in the music and the arts created by victims of the Holocaust. You can go to Terezin, T-E-R-E-Z-I-N, music.org, founded in 1990, TMF, fosters and sponsors the commission of chamber music compositions by young emerging composers. These compositions form an ongoing contribution to the chamber music repertoire and endeavor to act as agents of inspiration, healing, and transformation in the consciousness of future generations of artists and audiences. And so there we have some of the information about Mark Ludwig. He's gotten the National Endowment for the Arts grant and Fulbright Fellowship to the Czech Republic, Belgium's Cecilia Grand Prix Special du Jury, and Prix de, I can't even say it, Schallplattenkritik. Okay. And lots of discography that he's been involved in. Much, much too much to even get into all of it. Very accomplished person. And he has another project that we're going to actually cover on another program, because as we say, there's just too much to deal with. He's so prolific and so involved. It's pages and pages and pages. He has a letter from Vaclav Havel thanking him for the $25,000 he helped raise in flood relief funding and the Czech Republic. And so let's see, what else did I want to tell you? So he has another whole project called Liber Arte, which, like I said, we will talk about. It's new works on freedom from internationally renowned poets, and that's going to be the subject of another program, because there's just too much to deal with. So that's a good bit of introduction. Jewish Film Festival is coming up November 9th to 21st. You can go to bjff.org to find out more about that. And one more note, the MTA, Save Our Public Schools, vote no, please, on lifting the charter cap. It's bad for public schools. We'll lose funding, no local accountability. And what you can do, you can go to massteacher.org/charters. You can go to the facebook.com, Save Our Public Schools, MA. And definitely, we don't need, those ads are very misleading. So it does drain funds from the public schools, contrary to what they would have you believe. There's also, I mean, in terms of voting, besides the president and vice president, it will be, there are four resolutions, one to do with marijuana, recreational marijuana, one to do with allowing chickens to be raised without being confined, which I totally approve of, and let's see, the no on the charter schools, and the fourth one, I'm escaping my mind. So let's see, I think I'm just going to start with something from my dear friend Danny Green, from one of his earlier CDs, Trio After the Calm, which is a lovely idea. Oh, that CD player spits out my CDs more often than not. We'll go to another one. Let's see, so we have a little bit of March of the Ghouls. Well, no, I think we'll do the title cut. Okay. There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm having some technical difficulties. Marcus was on the line. He's probably going to have to call up again because I lost him. Ah, he was there. Mark, are you there? No. Hello? Ah, there he is. Hello? 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 Hello, Mark? Hello? Oof, this is so annoying. All right, you're on the air now. Hello, hello, Mark? Now why can't I hear you? Hello? Oh, not again. It said to leave it on. Mic on. Press once, leave on. Oh, that's why. Hello? I lost him again.
Yeah.
Oh, you are here. Good, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so welcome to WMFO. Welcome to the voicemobile. Here we are. We've got this wonderful gala coming up, and I was starting to tell people a little bit about it. So it's the Silver Anniversary Gala, and there are all these wonderful people. And this is the Terezin Music Foundation, which you are the originator of. And why don't you jump in and explain what that's about?
Well, the Terezin Music Foundation, it's a nonprofit that is dedicated to preserving the music that was composed by an unbelievable array of very gifted composers, many of them who perished in the Holocaust. There happens to be a particular emphasis on composers who were incarcerated in Terezin, which is located about an hour's drive northwest of Prague. But during World War II, this concentration camp, which was really a place of deplorable conditions, overcrowding, lack of adequate medical care, starvation, but it served as a collection point for Jews from Nazi Germany and Nazi-occupied lands in Western Europe to be eventually sent to the East for extermination.
Right, it was,
amidst this incredible environment that would be so inhospitable for creativity, here were composers who were some of the great leading voices of their generation. So this foundation is dedicated not only to preserving it, but as a memorial to them, we also commission new works by emerging composers.
It's fabulous.
And we have education programs that we produce in the United States, and in Europe. In fact, just yesterday, I did a Holocaust education program at a middle school in Shrewsbury with about 40 kids that are putting on a play on Terezin next month.
Oh, that's great.
So we are involved in education and preservation. We have recordings. But this concert that you brought up, Joyce, which is on October 31st in Symphony Hall, will feature some of the new commissions from the Terezin Music Foundation, two works for gospel choir,
mm-hmm.
and then one work for solo piano, which will be performed by the world-renowned pianist Garrick Olson. And then there will be members of the Boston Symphony performing as well. So what a great way to celebrate 25 years of this organization, and in a sense also to look forward as to where we're going beyond preservation and education, but also adding to the repertoire.
It sounds absolutely fabulous. And
thank you.
You know, in reading all the things that you sent me, I mean, you've been involved in so much, you'd think that you were in your 60s or 70s or 80s. I mean, it's unbelievable how much you've accomplished.
And thank you.
And you're young. I mean, this is just really astounding. So
it depends on which day you catch me on. Today I'm feeling young.
But and the list of, I started to read the list of your awards, and forget about your discography. It's like that's a whole show in itself. So many different things that you've been involved in. So I see that this Previn Plays Previn is going to be released. That'll be...
We're very excited about this recording.
Yeah.
First off, it's featuring two works that Andre wrote for us. And I'm really honored to be associated with... Andre Previn,
one of the greats,
in 20th century music.
Absolutely.
And not only just classical music. I mean, you're talking about, Hollywood movies, Broadway shows.
Right.
I mean, this is like one of the big figures.
Yeah, he's a giant.
20th century music. Yeah.
And so
to work with him and have him write for us, and then on top of it, this CD, he's performing in the recording.
Okay, so he's not going to be there, but he's performing.
Well, he's performing in that recording. It's his live performance, all right? At this point, we're hoping that he's actually going to come up, because a few years ago when we gave the North American premieres of these pieces at Symphony Hall, Andre not only performed them there, it was great, but he was there the day before where we had a dress rehearsal and worked on the quintet with him.
Oh, that's great.
And so, there's nothing like working with the composer.
Right.
I mean, could you imagine if you were to sort of go back in a time machine and you say, I'd like to play this Beethoven string quartet, and I had Beethoven
really? Be pretty amazing. Well, we have something.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have something ready to go. This is, let me find the information on it. Well, this is one of the files that you sent me, the Oman, and I don't have the... information.
Oh, so this is the Oman. This is the finale from the Oman Third String Quartet.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you just a quick little background on this piece?
Yes, please.
All right. So imagine this is a piece written in Terezin.
Okay.
Oman has suffered some great losses in the camp, as well as the loss of people that are dear to him that were sent on to the east. And he writes this piece, which in a sense is autobiographical of his experiences in the camp. And as you go through the journey of this particular string quartet,
mm-hmm.
you go from nostalgia, looking back to a sweeter time, then the threatening menace, waltz, and then there's a fugue that's very dark and desolate. And then here we enter a totally new phase, was the opening, it almost borders on militaristic. And yet, it changes, it shifts in its coloration to this finale where there's a screaming voice that will not be silenced.
Amazing.
And I find that it's a piece of great defiance, of resistance,
mm-hmm.
and in some ways hope. It's a very, very powerful piece. Wherever we play this around the world, people are so moved by the experience of listening to this work. And this just, what you're about to hear is just a taste of it, and you're actually getting the ending. It's almost like a spoiler alert, if you will.
Okay. I'm hoping...
But a very, very powerful piece.
Okay, so I've got it. Hopefully it's ready to go. I'm going to see if I can make this magic happen. Now my mouse is not behaving. Come on, mouse. The technical things that... For some reason, it just doesn't want to show itself up. Where are you? Huh, how weird. Let me put a piece of paper down. Maybe it just doesn't like the... Huh, oh, there it is. Huh, it's doing something very strange, and I don't know why. Come on, come down here. Little by little, it's like being very persnickety. Okay. all right, hopefully this is going to work. We'll put up that... Nope, where is it? I've never seen it do this before. I'm trying to click on the link, and the mouse just doesn't want to behave. Come on.
Well, and so here is a great argument for the benefits of attending live performance.
Oh, totally. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
But this is why I only like to do hard copy, because I never know what's going to happen with this computer. Oh, it's very weird.
Tell you what, the next time, Joyce, if you have me on your show,
You'll come.
I'll come over and that, I'll help that, you with
that. That will be bad. Well, we do have something else ready to go, and I'm sorry this doesn't seem to want to play, unless there's some other way I can get it to. I've never seen this mouse do this before. I mean, we have a lot of different people in this studio, and who knows what. There's an arrow, but there's a line above it. I don't know what that means. I've never seen it do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, since and are we on live right now?
Yeah, we're live. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So while our listeners are there, rather than them here listening to us go through our technical support, we can talk a little bit about this program and why they may have an interest in attending it, because the variety of it. You know, for example, if I said to you on the surface that this is an organization that is preserving music from composers from the Holocaust, the first response has been probably an event like this will be very dark, foreboding.
Yeah.
It'll have a great sense of remembrance, which is remembrance is quite important. But I will also say it is a way of shining a light on the creative courage of these composers.
Yes.
And it looks forward, this program, in terms of the music. There's a wide range. When you listen to the music of these composers, one of the things I'm really amazed by, and, you know, mind you, I've been dedicated my life to this for well over 25 years, and I'm still amazed that here are composers that, while they're in a concentration camp, the broad spectrum of emotional content.
Right, that is astounding.
There are joy-like dances, there's nostalgia looking back to it, there's bittersweet. There is some of the desolate feeling of the experience of what they were going through in the camps. But paired with that, there's also a feeling of, in some cases, there are moments of great hope and strong desire to survive.
It's unbelievable.
The concert that you're going to attend, I hope you're going to attend.
Yes, absolutely, yep.
So it starts at 6 o'clock. It's at Symphony Hall, which is truly one of the great halls of the world. But you're going to hear one of the great pianists of our time, Garrick Olson, performing some works of Chopin. It's what he is really acknowledged for. And then the work that was written for him that we had commissioned, he's going to give that North American premiere. And that is such a powerful work. I have to tell you, when the world premiere was given, it was at the Prague Spring Festival. And if you could imagine being in this elegant hall from dating back to the Austro-Hungarian Empire period, and it's there are roughly about 2,000 people there. And when he was finished, you could hear a pin drop. And the music and the interpretation, the combination was amazing. So I'm looking forward to that experience.
Absolutely.
Then having a real switch, which is a gospel choir, the Boston Community Gospel Choir. And there, I was on a project, which we can talk about perhaps on another show, about asking poets to write about liberation means to them today. And there are two works, one by an Israeli poet and another one by American poet, U.S. Poet Laureate Rita Dove, that are set gospel choir. We're going to get the world premiere to that. And so it's sort of like looking forward. But the other thing is we start off with a piece in Terezin. And I think when I tell you this, and perhaps some of your listeners will also get chills from this, imagine a composer. He writes cabaret music in Terezin. He suffered under Nazi oppression, and he writes a piece which is loosely titled, you translate it from the Czech, How Come the Black Man Sits in the Back of the Car? And so imagine, this is 1943, and somebody in a concentration camp feels that solidarity with somebody thousands of miles away.
Amazing.
It's just amazing, and that in a nutshell is like what the Terezin Music Foundation is about, that we take this incredible body of music and its history and then connect it to contemporary issues of intolerance, of censorship, the right for expression. And in a sense, this event on October 31st, this is, you know, I hesitate to use celebration, but in a way it is celebrating the power of creativity. It's celebrating the creative courage, and it looks forward. And then to have, we will have some of the composers and the poets who have contributed these recent works that are going to be performed. They will be there at the program.
That's right.
And what better place, Symphony Hall, to be? And I would think that having as many people come to this and experience that,
it opens
your listening horizon, if you will.
Fantastic. Well, we do
now,
have you
found a track?
I think the whole computer thing is goofed up. It's not about the file. It's just something I can't click on anything. So we have something actually ready to go in the player. We have for the concert for Therese and the Hawthorne String Quartet and the Fugue. So why don't you give a little intro to that? And
so that's by Gideon Klein.
Right.
So that was by Gideon Klein. That was written in Terezin. Klein was one of the most incredible talents in Terezin. He was a young man in his early 20s who wrote this powerful fugue. And, you know, it starts out almost by a lamentation.
Okay.
And by the end of this fugue, it's a full-throated, defiant cry, a wail, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there's a great refinement in the writing.
Uh-huh.
Paradoxically, there's something really raw, emotionally raw about the music. It's so, so visceral in its impact. And I think you'll find that within the 3.5 minutes of this movement, there is so much emotion packed in.
Fabulous. Well, let's have a listen. This is
sure.
From the Concert for Therese, and this is CD, Hawthorne String Quartet, and we're going to listen to Gideon Klein, and it's the Fuga, and it's dated 1943 here on the Voicemobile, and I've been speaking, my guest is Mark Ludwig. He is the director and creator of the Therezin Foundation. So here we go.
And Joyce, can I add just one thing?
Yes,
if
please.
I may?
Yes,
before,
please.
Before you sign me off.
No,
with
no,
the
no,
music,
don't.
I mean, because
yes,
because I want to thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure.
And for talking about it, and I look forward to coming back again.
Absolutely.
But before I leave you, for any listeners who are interested, if they go onto www.TMF, the Therezin Music Foundation, TMFgala.org. They can get information about the concert, and we would love to have them come, and we're looking forward to having you join us as well.
I'm so looking forward to it. Okay, so let's have a listen.
Thank you.
Okay, so that obviously has the audience applause, which is beautiful. I think we can pot down from that.
That was a live performance.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Thank you. That dates back to, there was a horrible flood that did so much damage to Prague and Terezin.
Mm-hmm.
So we had flown in to do a Prague relief concert.
Oh, yes.
Actually, it was actually under the patronage of Václav Havel.
Right, and I saw that you had a letter from him thanking you for your part in raising those funds.
Yeah, that was a very special moment.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I had made brief mention of that before you joined us on the air, because, I mean, I know when I was looking at all the materials that you had forwarded to me, I did notice that, and I thought, wow, that's pretty, among all the other things, that's says, I would like to gratefully acknowledge the Terezin Chamber Music Foundation for the generosity of spirit in helping raise over $25,000 in flood relief funding for the Pamatnik Terezin in the Czech Republic. The concert, produced by TCMF Director Mark Ludwig and the U.S. Department of State in the Czech Republic on November 4, 2002, was a milestone in the history of cultural exchange between the United States and the Czech Republic. That's only the first paragraph. So, yes, that's very, very wonderful. So, you know, it's funny. While we were talking, I was trying to see that. There's a possibility maybe I can get this thing to go, but I'm not holding my breath. Let's see if it will. The little mouse thing is acting sort of like it might want to work, but who knows? Now,
well,
this,
I wish you good luck on it. And
no,
then, Joyce, I'm going to look forward to seeing you on the 31st. I think I'm about to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I have to go and pick up our daughter.
Okay, well, but it's been a pleasure having you here, and hopefully we'll get together again, and we'll talk more about the wonderful work that you're doing. I hope people will be inspired and come and call your friends and tell them this is going to be a very, very special evening. This is at Symphony Hall, and the date is the 31st. And you can go to the website of Symphony Hall, or you can go to terezinmusic.org, terezinmusic.org, and get all the details.
Thank you so much, and thank you for such a great show.
Oh, well, I'm sorry the technical stuff was, but I'm going to play something off the other, off of the CD of Victor Ullmann, since we didn't get. So thank you again.
Thanks. Okay, my pleasure. Have a good afternoon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to hear something from Victor Ullmann, and there's an allegro. Well, this is his string quartet number 3, opus 46, also from Terezin in 1943. And let's see if we can get that one. Okay. Here we go.